So, Rowan, tell us about your May concert. It has an interesting title.
Yes, Mythical Figures. And programming often just happens by association, by accident in a way. So I was thinking, what would be a wonderful piece to end the year with? I was looking for a French piece because we perform at the Jean-Jean Franco Center in Lewiston. And we haven't done a big French piece. So I was thinking of Debussy, Ravel, and then all of a sudden, Daphnis and Chloe. It's the right piece.
Oh, that's a good one.
And of course, it's a piece where the mythical figures are associated with music, because Daphnis is a flute player. And there are so many flute players in Greek myths. And of course, Daphnis is trained to play the flute by Pan, who's the center of...
It doesn't get much better than that, right?
No, it doesn't get any better than that. So he manages to rescue his beloved Chloe with his flute playing. I'm not quite sure exactly how. It doesn't matter whether the story makes sense or not. But the entire suite is suffused with gorgeous flute solos and uses a gigantic orchestra. And it's just one of the best big orchestra pieces there is.
And I think it's one that's not as well known as it should be, really. It's so beautiful.
You would think so, considering how incredibly seductive and voluptuous the melodies are.
They really are. They just create this completely different world and feel.
It's right up there with Debussy's La Mer as one of the greatest French orchestral pieces.
So how, if you have something like that, that's sort of that's your pivot point, how do you program around that, then?
Well, then the next thought was, okay, so shall we do an all-French program? So what else could we put with that? And, of course, the Prelude to the Afternoon Before and of Debussy came to mind, which is such an incredibly important piece in the history of music because it bridges the change to the 20th century and the breakdown of tonality while at the same time paying tribute to Wagner. And it is a totally mythical piece, yet again, about Pan. And one of my favorite pieces ever. I've studied it so many times. It was one of my, as a conducting student, I tried to analyze it harmonically, and I'm still learning and still trying to understand it. But it will be a wonderful pairing with Debussy, of course.
I like it, too, because I honestly think that's a piece that we've all heard many, many times. But I think there are probably a lot of us who have heard it so often on the radio or have played our own CD but have not heard it done live.
Oh, really?
I do. Oh. I think that because when I think about over my career, I don't see that popping up as often as I would expect.
It can be incredibly overwhelming experience live. It has a huge dynamic range. Of course, Daphnis does as well. But the Prelude has this subtle, seductive, of course, kind of feeling in the material, this ambiguity and this dreamy quality, but which builds up enormously to this tremendous big melody and waves of sound in all throughout the strings, and it's just an incredible ride to play it and conduct it.